Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is James Best, but maybe you know me better as Rush Scoopy Coltrane on the Dukes of Hazzard. Listen, I want you to listen to John Boy and Billy's on the Big Show, or I'll cuff you and stuff you. Get you doing? I'm not kidding.
April the 16th, and you got the Big Show on the radio. Thank you. Good being there. Hello, everybody. That was a hello, I think. All right, well, let's see. Oh, happy Bean Counter Day. National Bean Counter Day, accountants' favorite day after tax season is over. All right, way to go, y'all. It's National Eggs Benedict Day.
Someone's favorite right now.
Yeah. Thanks for everybody pitching in for me. Mm-hmm. Randy found some of the hollandaise sauce that you can mix up. It's very good. Mm-hmm. Tater got me an egg poacher.
Yeah.
And my wife got me some muffins and some Canadian bacon.
And you've got the chicken and the eggs.
Yeah, so my chicken's furnishing the eggs. Very important part of that. Actually, to start this, the hollandaise sauce that you found. All right, good. Let's see. It's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Check.
Yeah, I've done that, but not on purpose. Remember those pants? I thought they were pants, and y'all told me, no, they're pajamas.
I'd like to argue the point that you've never done it on purpose.
Okay, well, maybe. Yeah. I knew after you pointed out. I thought as long as they had pockets, you know, they're not pajamas. So.
They're outside pants. Yeah. Wear them outside the house.
They were the red and black checkered. They looked like pajamas. I thought that's what y'all were thinking. I was fooling you. So don't worry about fooling your coworkers. Yeah. Wear your pajamas to work.
These britches are so comfortable.
Me too. All right. And we got 3 dates in this are saved up. That'll be important where we get our categories for outbursts. Get that first prize pack out. We're awake. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack this morning, we got a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride. Representing injured riders for over 2 decades with Law Tigers, you never ride alone. So go to lawtigers.com and click on their banner when you hit thebigshow.com. Listen up, 3 dates in history. You win this package right here, 1972. A U.S. panda frenzy started after the National Zoo welcomed 2 giant pandas donated by the Chinese government. The pandas were named Ling Ling and Sing Sing. Yes, we all remember those big old pandas.
All those pandas that are in zoos across America now belong to China. They rent them $1 million right. dollars a year.
Wow.
Come on.
And they're spies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2,000 is a protest against noise at Italy's Malpensa Airport. Some 30 voters in a Milan suburb cast their votes in regional elections in their underwear. That'll show them. And finally, on this date, in 2009, President Obama unveiled his plans for a network of high-speed passenger rail lines. His reasons for supporting this are to reduce traffic congestion, cut dependence on foreign oil, and to improve the environment.
That worked out real well. I rode the bullet train indoor this morning.
2009. Doggone it. Didn't have enough time. He was too busy. Changing America. Mm. All right. Well, there's our three dates. Get up. Come on.
Come on.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll play Outburst next. Big Show on the radio, rolling through your third Tuesday morning. Starts with a T. Tuesday morning.
Close enough.
Yeah, we got today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. Brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Astro Nerds Tax Jokes. Perfect for the day after tax day. Search for keywords, tax jokes. TheBigShow.com. And now.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Mike from Yatesville, Georgia.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Oh, I thought I scared him off.
Man, we all good. All right there. Welcome in here, buddy. Let's get you through these three categories. Get you a big old Law Tigers prize pack. You ready to go?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to go.
In 5 seconds, give us three animals that are black and white. Ready, go.
Dog, zebra, and a panda.
All right. Now give us three things you see at the airport. Ready, go.
Airport, luggage, and people.
All right. Go to the airport, you see the airport. Very good thinking there, Mike. And for the win, three ways people travel. Ready, go.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Oh, my.
I said airplane.
You got it, Mike. You
airplane.
Got airplanes.
You won. You won.
Yeah, you won, buddy. You can quit playing now.
Well, hey, I sure appreciate it. And I just want to let you know that I hope and pray that Sniff a Lot and Laugh a Lot are out of there this year so that next year maybe our country can come back.
All right.
Because I hope Sniff.
I'm right there with you on the parts I caught.
Yeah.
And then, hey, can I say one more thing?
You go ahead.
Back in the day when I was a young man, I worked at a local lumber company, and we all had nicknames. I was Yoda, and my nailing partner was Chicken Hawk. Well, I see Chicken Hawk at Kmart. You know how when you're walking down the aisle, right down the column, there'd be a phone. And I kind of glanced over at the phone. It said PA system. And I said, oh, man, I wonder where I can go and hide. Toilet paper aisle. So I reached up and I picked it up. You know how when you press, when somebody presses a button, you can hear it crackle all over the store.
Right.
Well, it did. And I reached up and I said, Chicken Hawk, aisle 4. Chicken Hawk, aisle 4. you're kicking off all four. And I hung up the phone, and I ran like a mad dog because he's one of them. He'd get all in your face if you call him chicken off. Come on, you'll fight. And so I ran to the toilet paper aisle, and I climbed up in there, and I hid behind the toilet paper. And right as I'm putting a big roll right in front of me, he comes running in. Find out who this is. And I went to work the next day, and he's asking everybody, hey, he said, hey, Mike, I saw you at Kmart last night. I said, man, my mom's in the hospital. I went to Kmart. So went to the next guy and started asking him. Anyway, I saw one of his kin folks last year, and I told him what happened. He's laughing like crazy because nobody found out who that was. And then a couple weeks later, he sees me, and he said, I told Kevin. And I said, what? I told him. I told Chicken Hawk. I said, man, you kidding me? He said, yeah. I said, well, hell, it's been years ago. Then I see Kevin about 2 weeks later, and he didn't like it. Never even happened.
You know, I've always wondered why guys like us lose girls to guys like you. It's the stories. Man, good work, Mike and Chicken Hawk.
Man, we had,
thank you for sharing,
man. We had so much fun.
Man, that sounds like it. Chicken Hawk! Chicken Hawk!
That is the saddest hypothetical story I have ever heard.
It is true.
Oh, no. Mike.
I just hope Kevin ain't listening to it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, buddy. Oh, no. And years later, Chicken Hawk acted like he had never even heard it and never happened.
Wow.
All right.
I love those things.
If you knew Chicken Hawk, like we know Chicken Hawk,
you wouldn't be calling out Chicken Hawk.
Love y'all. Myself right there with Chicken Hawk in case he's listening and embarrassed. We're going through some stuff here in the NASCAR bend in honor of Doug Rice retiring after this year. He's getting back in Texas. We'll talk to him later this week, of course. Back when I was saying, oh, my racing days, I could do this. Remember they were had the expert guy from Australia that was supposed to be great.
Just put me in the car, man. I can do it.
I think he was like temporary crew chief for you for a day or whatever.
No, it was a weird deal. We did the Richard Petty driving experience, the NASCAR experience, like that. Had the live mic hookup just to see who had what it takes. Let's find out how I did.
Okay, do I have to go now?
Such a baby.
I'm getting prickly heat.
I'll give you
Big Show on the radio. And tax time 2024 brought to you by Dozit Tacky Jackies.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here with good news and bad news. The bad news is it's tax time again. When Uncle Sam digs his hand so deep into your pocket that he can scratch that itch you haven't been able to reach since you pecked on that extra 30 pounds when Dinky Donuts opened next door and you went cruller crazy.
I hate them so much.
The good news? It's the first annual Taxation Celebration, and it's only at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. What's the matter, Princess? Did your refund come up short? Has your debt to the government surpassed what you owe on that double-wide trailer? Are you having trouble coming up with enough scratch to finish that tattoo sleeve depicting every nutshot from Jackass? Is that what's troubling you, Muffin Butt? Well, fear not, friends. Tacky Jackie feels your pain and has insanely slashed prices like Freddy Krueger on a triple espresso with a crack chaser. And these low, low prices will help take the sting out of your government-issued colonoscopy so you can live your passion to go trailer trashing in the very best fashion right here at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. What's the status of your unmentionables? Are your threadbare briefs giving you grief? Is your thong gone wrong? Tidy whitey's not all righty? Is it high noon for your pantaloons? Well, you're in luck. Your life will be a lot more fundy with brand new undies, courtesy of world-famous designer Skid Marky Mark. Come make your taint what it ain't. Only at Tacky Jackie's. Are you built blousy? Does the term full figure not do you justice? When you pass a farm, do cows point at you and laugh? Does Rebel Wilson look at you and say,
damn!
Then this sale's for you. Plus size and ultra plus size designer fashions direct from Shamu Moo of Malibu.
Woo-hoo!
No need to holler. We respect your dollar here at Tacky Jackie's. We've got something for everyone. Tax cheats, deadbeats, kids who wear cleats, bros, hoes, white guys with froze, noodlers, needlers, dummies, rummies, skinny guys with tummies, tweakers, twerkers, responsibility shirkers, vegans, pagans, Mexicans who voted for Reagan, winos, albinos, gynos, guy yeses, dudes in dresses, bellboys, hellboys, swell boys, swell girls, and that one kid who was good looking in high school but somehow now looks like a cross between Eddie Munster and Caitlyn Jenner and pees off his porch while screaming, ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. No one is left out of the giant taxation celebration right here at Tacky Jackie's.
Oh, yeah.
But wait, there's more. Special guests, we got them. Feminine hygiene mogul Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will be handing out free samples.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Still have tax questions? Renowned Asian Hebrew tax expert Fu Man Ju will be on hand with free advice.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
All you working girls looking for loopholes will be relieved to know we'll have a booth set up just for you, courtesy of H&R Block. Like they say, we've got your back even while you're on it. Where else but Tacky Jackie's? Take Paul Manafort Drive north to Bernie Madoff Parkway. Go 3 miles and pull a Yui on Leona Helmsley Way. Make a right at Uncle Scam's Government Cheese and Crackers Restaurant. Take the next left on Wesley Snipes Avenue. And when you see the little person dressed as Perkin the Gherkin, the Magic Pickle, give him $10 and he'll point you towards the super secret entrance to the wonderful world of savings you can only find at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes.
Shazam!
Get an extra 10% off at checkout when you sing our famous jingle.
Oh my God!
Forget the tax man. Save and relax, man, at Tacky Jackie's. This is your old pal, Bert Burns, saying, I'll see you there.
Well, you know,
that's the jam.
Biggest thing ever happened in Mayberry. Real big. Big. Big, big.
Well, now, just simmer down, Barney. What is it?
Well, I'm trying to tell you.
Well, so far, all I know is it's something big.
Oh, big ain't the word for it.
Something it ain't the word for, you sure are using it a lot. Now, what is it?
Well, I just got it on the radio. Special for us. What do you think about that?
Only one word I can think of. Big.
Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Quick reminder, you can win John Boy's Wonderful Thing giveaway 100. A partially deployed John Boy and Billy 20th anniversary t-shirt. See how beautifully it unrolls.
Hey, Alvin is enrolling.
This one might have been test fired from that t-shirt cannon we had to get rid of. Kind of looks like a can of biscuits. Well, y'all see what you think. Go ahead, just register to win it. Give it away.
That's Friday. What my sweater looks like.
That's that, thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. We go, do we get a winner? That could be you winning a big old Red Max prize pack. You know, Red Max makes the best trimmers and blowers, and now commercial zero-turn mowers with a 2-year unlimited hour warranty, Kawasaki engines, heavy-duty fabricated deck. Mow like a pro with Red Max. Hit thebigshow.com. Click on that Red Max banner for info. Play in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, is What to Watch. Here's Marcy Tater Moran.
I'll let you know what was watched this weekend. I have the top five at the box office. Right, coming in first place was Civil War. We talked about that, the dystopian era with the journalists.
Right.
It came in. It earned about $25.7 million this weekend. It's opening weekend.
Okay, is that very good?
I haven't seen it, but I don't like movies like that.
Yeah, the future.
Yeah, I don't like
it. The future is always bleak.
It is very bleak. Uh-huh. Dystopia-like.
Yeah. Yeah, that word.
Yeah. Godzilla Kong, the new empire, dropped from number one to number two. I always crack myself up with that. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire was third. Kung Fu Panda 4 came in number 4. And rounding out the top five was Dune Part 2. The Worm movie is still on the top five.
Unbelievable.
How about that?
It's got like a cult following kind of,
I guess.
The Dune stuff.
They've made over $272 million.
Man,
this trip through the box office. Something to it. All right, coming out this Friday, some new movies. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
What?
Okay.
It has Henry Cavill and Cary Elwes, the guy from Princess Bride.
As you wish.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's set in 1939. The British are being pounded by Germany in mainland Europe, and Winston Churchill wants to hit back hard, and his answer, to stop fighting under accepted gentlemanly rules of engagement.
Nice.
And create a group of warriors who become the first deniable secret operative to strike behind enemy lines.
All right.
So, if you people like the battle movies, this is for you. Well. Sasquatch Sunset. It's rated R, by the way. Starring Riley Keough, and I'm saying her name right, but Lisa Marie Presley's daughter is in this, and Jesse Eisenberg. In the misty forests of North America, a family of Sasquatches, possibly the last of their kind, embark on an abundant, epic, hilarious, and ultimately poignant journey over the course of 1 year.
Okay. I wonder if it's the ones like that we always picture when we see them. You know, the ones with... with beautiful hair. Mm.
No, it's the mythical ones.
How about that for an answer? let's see. Streaming. There's a movie streaming on Peacock, Night Swim, the supernatural horror flick. I don't know if you all has Wyatt Russell in it. And
well, it's just like a swimming pool, and you get in the pool. And
well, they have a family pool. One night, the daughter goes out to do something to get a toy out of it, and the pools are underwater. So it's a possessed pool.
Okay.
Scary. And Migration comes out, and that's the animated flick about the birds or the ducks who are migrating.
Oh, yeah. Not real birds and ducks.
I mean...
they're like, what do you call Pixar? I don't know what they are these
days. Animated.
They're animated.
They're
not real.
Yeah. Animated?
Yeah. They really don't have that good of personalities in real life, so go ahead and shoot them.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that report.
Now, that's a wrap on What to Watch. We're
wrapping right there, baby. Let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out up until the law was changed in 2020, a U.S. federal regulation required that this beverage be made without distinctive character, I got it, aroma, taste, or color.
Sounds like you've had some. Vodka.
We were just kidding about Zima. Right, you're right, it's vodka. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, they can fly, but this is something you have on your face that birds don't. Except for ostriches. They've got them, too.
Oh, is that egg on your face?
Egg face? No, good guess, okay. Actually. What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Across America, we play John Boy Jeopardy next. Brian. It's a big show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, April 16th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Astronerds tax jokes. Search for keywords tax jokes when you hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. And right now,
yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wow, wow, wow.
And now a man who reminds us that death and taxes are inevitable, but at least Congress doesn't meet every year to make your death worse. He's John Boy.
And thank
hey,
you.
Yeah, beautiful hair.
Thank you again. Let's say hey to Philip out of Sneedsville, North Carolina. Good morning, Philip.
That's Sneeds Ferry, North Carolina, John Boy.
Oh, let me see here. Jackie, we forgot to put a ferry on where the Ville should be.
Ferry.
You know, if I had a nickel every time I told you that. Sneeds Ferry. I know exactly where you are, Philip.
No one wants to be from Sneedsville.
Welcome in here. All right, buddy.
First time caller, John Boy.
All right, well, hey. Let's hope it's a lucky one, Philip. You got first shot at our John Boy Jeopardy this morning. We're saying, oh, sure, they can fly, but this is something you have on your face that birds don't, except for ostriches. They've got them, too. What do you think, Philip?
Eyelashes.
Eyelashes.
Southern set.
All right, man. Heaven, I picture the ostrich's eyes too, and you can see those eyelashes, can't you?
They need something to help them.
Philip, good work, buddy. Big old Red Max prize pack head down Sneeds Ferry for you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, buddy. All right, I'm going to jump out, catch you up on your news right on the other side. Hey, quick call from Mad Max. And somebody's Axe and Ike. Big, big, really big. Big Show is on the radio. Oh, yeah. We got a few minutes. Take his call.
Have less than 3.5.
What? Okay. Stranger. let's try this other line. Good morning, Big Show.
John Boy Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
Hey, Max. How's it going?
Take a wild guess.
You're mad?
Mad? I'm plumb pixelated. In fact, I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, if you don't want to talk about
it. All right, if you're going to drag it out of me. Boys, the climate change crowd has discovered another urgent threat to the survival of planet Earth.
Uh-oh.
Big screen TVs.
What?
I kid you not. Says here, nitrogen trifluoride, a gas used in the manufacture of flat screen TV monitors, is being blamed for damaging the atmosphere and accelerating the process of global warming.
Oh.
The gas is estimated to be, get this, 17,000 times as powerful as carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
That's right, 17,000 times. Please, if they're going to make up a number, why don't they just say a bajillion and get done with it? My butt. I tell you, boys, between the health Nazis and the climate nuts, I'm starting to feel kind of picked on lately. Oh, don't put all that salt on your food. Oh, you ought not to drive that big old truck. Oh, can't put Freon in your air conditioner no more. Oh, you need to recycle your plastic bottles. Oh, them light bulbs ain't no good. You need to get these new ones that cost $2 a pop. And now it's your TV set is killing the ozone layer. Why don't y'all just come out against beer, big knockers, in a sports section of the paper while you're at it. Just declare war on everything. It makes my life worth living. I'll tell you one thing right now. Y'all ain't getting my big screen. If a TV set is cheap, big, and got a good picture, I don't care if it runs on plutonium. Hey, if you lefty scientists need a project to keep you busy, how about coming up with something that'll run my pickup truck, don't cost $5 a gallon? That's why I bought the dead gum big screen in the first place. Gas so high, I can't afford to do nothing but sit home and watch TV. So listen up, eggheads. We got enough problems. What we need are some solutions. If y'all ain't gonna do something positive, then sit down, shut up, and quit ruining my life. John Boy and Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. All right, so Beyonce's gone country. Well, we can top that right here on the big show. And we will in about 20 minutes. Hope you can be here for that. But right now, let's axe Ike.
Patrick! Call that good-looking mama, yo, tell her to come pick us up. Yo, what's up? Welcome to X-Ike, the place to go for all the 411 you need for all your rhino plastification and reflection shrimp. You heard me? Billy. Dig this. Dear Ike, after a whole year of wedded bliss, things have started to go south between my bride and I. The main problem is there's hardly no more whooping. She thinks plastic surgery would make things better with our relation shrimp. She had some work done before with her last husband, but that's an awful lot of money for a working stiff like me. What's your take on the situation? The groom of Frankenstein? I swear, that's y'all people. Transylvania, North Kakalaki. Dear groom, look, Bama, if you've been with your old hoe for a whole year, you might as well do what you can to stick with it. I mean, I ain't been married a whole year in totality in all of my 14 Metro Moronial excursions. It sounds like your relationship ain't the onlyest thing headed south. The way you talk, her big old butt and them bodilacious blouse bunnies is heading in the same scenario direction. But be forewarned, my brother. Just because she got them lips all pumped full of Botox, that ain't gonna change the biatching coming out from between them. Let me preach on it. Now, it's a good thing you come to Ike because you obliviously got no idea about what goes on inside the femaline man. See, you both on the same, in frequency. She sees your little love boat headed straight for the rocks, and before she abandonates the ship of your wedded blister, she gonna try to get you, old El Capitan Steuben, to upfit her little hoe boat with some brand new spankitating D-cup life preservers. Oh, yeah. Now you saying, Ike, ain't no way my old lady would ever do me like that. We in love. Mm-hmm. Well, let Ike remind you that she was in love with her last husband, too. And who's been swinging on that playground he built? That's right, you, sucker. So think about it. She's gonna show her gratification by taking the house, the car, the boobies, and the booty, and leave you standing there holding your vienias and blowtorch and saying, "What happened?" The beanie factor to your investment is gonna be the next jackass to come along. So, how does you prevent this from happening? Well, the bad news is you can't, my brother. But you can keep throwing all that money down her drain. See, now, smart men get what you call a prenuptial agreement to protect all their worldly goods. Well, why not come up with something to protect your big ticket, what you call, enfleshment? If you getting a vibe that Miss Nip and Tuck might be fixing to R-U-N-N-O-F-T,
yeah,
get her to sign what Ike likes to call a prenuptial agreement. See, my brother, that gives you solely ownership of all her aforementioned new upholstery, you dig? Even if she's using it. I mean, ain't no sense in giving her everything. This way, if she kicks you out first, she got to give back the rack, unzip the lip, and reissue that big rear end. So, if she steps out of line and you gotta get your hands dirty and get things under control, you ain't kicking her to the curb. You just resting the toe of your shoe in that big, round, rent-to-own rear end. This is Ike. Peace out.
If you want to ask Ike, mail to Ask Ike, John Boy Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com.
Well, well, Betty Hill. Where the keys to my bro hand?
And you'll appreciate it.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton, and you're listening to the two biggest boobs in morning radio. Not mine, John Boy and Billy on The Big Show.
Good morning, this is a big show on the radio. Yeah, we're just talking racing. There, Jackie, favorite driver. AJ Hummingdinger.
Hummingdinger, yeah. Like Humdinger, but she added a new song.
A Humdinger. How about Chase Elliott?
How about
driving that number nine, getting his first win this year down Texas Motor Speedway. We talked to our boy Doug Rice. Thursday was right there calling it. All right, congratulations, Chase. Right. So what we got? Yeah, we'll do that now. Don't worry about my racing career right now. It's all about Chase.
I think you should change his name to Hummingdinger. I do. That's petitioning.
All right, our boy Doug, we'll let him sort it all out, all right? Knee-deep in hip-hop, yes, in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we'll play Beat the Blonde for an LS Tractor prize pack, including a year subscription to Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers Magazine and LS Tractor cap. What? Go to lstractorusa.com to find your local dealer. I ate them Sun Chips too quick.
Yep.
Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. All right. So good. Oh, yeah, good. It's my snack time. I'm waiting to enjoy this. Yeah, Beyonce gone country. Ah, we had her number way back. Check this out.
She's the queen of bluegrass, the fairy godmother of the fiddle, the southern belle of the banjo.
And a legend and an icon.
Right, a legend and an icon. She's Cindy Baucom.
I'm Cindy Baucom.
And for 30 years, Cindy has dedicated her life to keeping bluegrass music in the country's mainstream, both with her nationally syndicated radio show, Knee Deep in Bluegrass, and on stage with her husband,
Terry Baucom, who's also a legend and an icon.
But there comes a time when a talent gets too big for just one genre of music. Well, that legendary, iconic status is about to take yet another part of the music industry by storm. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Show Records is proud to introduce the new Cindy Baucom. And she's hip deep in hip-hop.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
The first lady of bluegrass is getting jiggy with it, and it's right.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
She's breaking down the stupid fat rhymes and riding dirty like a stone cold skeezer. Run, tell dat.
Come on,
let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that will be.
Let's talk about sex.
She's burying her musical soul in a whole new way.
Uh-huh, all right.
You'll find out things about Cindy Baucom that you never knew before. For example,
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a nitty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
The album is hot,
But Cindy is cold as ice.
If there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ass, baby. Vanilla, ass, baby. Vanilla, ass, baby. Vanilla, ass.
Yes, Cindy Baucom isn't just setting the trends. She's setting the mood for romance.
Oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny. Me love you long time. So horny. So horny. Oh, me so horny. Me love you long time. Yo, what up, my nizzles? This is Cindy B to the Occam, getting up in your grill. It's time to get your freak on and start knocking boots to the fresh tracks I've laid down. Stop lamping and start amping, homie. Time to make some killer skrilla, you heard? And remember, can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. No.
Cindy Baucom is hip deep in hip hop.
Can't touch it.
Available now on Big Show Records.
Oh, shizzle. I love talking like this. Word.
Take that, Beyonce. I'm hot and you're not.
Awesome. All right. Let's play Beat the Blonde, and you got to do it like that. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Come on, we'll play next.
Girl.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.